Finally, our global hit segment is often about bringing music from the wider world back here to the U.S. Today's a little different. We visit a band that brings American folk songs to other countries. The World's Quil Lawrence reports.
On the northern tip of Israel's Negev Desert, the Bedouin city of Rahat has only one modern-looking building, the community center. They recently hosted some traveling musicians from far, far away.
And then I'm also going to play a percussion instrument that is simply a pair of rib bones of a large animal that lives in the woods where we come from called the moose.
On the bones there is Jeff McKean. He also plays accordion, guitar, and mandolin. The band is Old Gray Goose from the woods of central Maine. In 2003, they became Old Gray Goose International when they started traveling the world for the U.S. State Department as cultural ambassadors. They've been to Poland, Central Asia, Africa, and now to Israel and Jordan. The teenage girls and boys from Rahat start clapping along right away, though it's a fair bet they've never heard any of these songs before.
It was 1839 on the 14th day of May when we weighed our anchors and set our sail and for Greenland bore away brave.
A song about a crew of whalers heading out to Greenland doesn't really resonate with desert Arabs, but when some of the themes are translated, they strike a chord, like a captain who cares more about money than the lives of his crew, or the poor boy in love with the rich girl, or the prisoner waiting for the midnight special. Mostly, though, it's just fun music.
And the pretty girl standing on the shore.
Eric Rolfson plays mandolin and guitar. His son Matt plays bass. He considers the band an opportunity to promote global understanding.
Our first tour, where we left for Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, and Kyrgyzstan, the same day that American troops marched into Baghdad, and we were at the first Turkmen folk festival, and after we played a few songs, the Turkmen musicians came up and joined us on stage. I looked over at Smokey and said, "This is the most fun I've ever had in my life."
Smokey is Jeff McKean, who does bear a resemblance to Smokey the forest fire bear. He says the band's mission is to dispel fears both abroad and when they get home.
When we tell them that we're going to places such as Uzbekistan or Jordan, they think that we're going to be in an unsafe situation and that the people are not going to be receptive to us as Americans. And I think people are people. On a personal level, we don't have any problems.
We love American music. We listen to new music, American.
Like Britney Spears.
When they open up for questions from the crowd, the kids mostly ask why they play this kind of music and whether they're famous in America. And they get a request.
He wants to hear a song that has more action. He wants to dance, so...
Would you like us to call a dance?
Doug Protzik, one of the fiddlers, is happy to oblige.
We're going to do a dance called The Road to Boston. And it's a very old tune and a very old dance.
There's an awkward moment. This dance would usually be done in a circle alternating boys and girls, but that's not considered appropriate here. They separate and make two half circles. Then they figure out to join one end together with a little boy. The final gap in the circle is mended when another fiddler from Old Gray Goose steps down from the stage to join in.
Everybody to the center and back. Go!
For The World, this is Quil Lawrence in Rahat, Israel.